You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Hey, I love the way they go, that beep, 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 right there. I get to wave my hands and really get all fired up. Hey, before we get started with this segment, I want to make sure that the folks that are regular listeners that aren't really in their homes today, that they get a special shout out. We've got a regular listener. I got an email earlier today that's in the ICU at Mount Sinai. I want to give hugs and kisses out to the ICU in Mount Sinai. Mwah. And I want to also give a beautiful hug and lots of love up to the folks that are listening to us up in Aventura Hospital as well. And now we're back with my buddy, Michael. Can I call you my buddy?
Of course you can.
Oh, I love you, man.
I want you to allow me
Michael
to give
Cooper,
them a,
the human performance mentor. You're on.
Thank you. Well, I want you to allow me to give them a little takeaway.
Go.
From the first segment.
Go.
So when you're faced with challenges and obstacles, which you're going to be faced with challenges and obstacles for the rest of our lives, right?
Sure. Well, that's what life is all about.
Exactly. Well, remember that your reaction to any of these challenges and obstacles that you're going through in your life is really your enemy. It's not the challenge or the obstacles. And you really want to calm yourself. Go for a walk, take a walk around
easy.
The building, whatever you need to do. And just allow yourself to get into a calm space so that way you can think about solutions, right? When we agonize, we're not producing solutions, right? We're just producing more things to agonize about.
Yeah, actually what I like to try to do is switch my focus, and it's exactly what I do. I would go out when I get over the top, or I just look and say it's been an hour and a half, 2 hours, I get up. I walk outside. I got my office in the Grove. I walk up and down some of the most beautiful streets. When I'm in Wynwood, I try to dive, avoid the dive bombing pesticide planes. but always when I'm stressed, you're absolutely right. You have to push away. You have to change your mindset and then come back fresh.
Okay, so stress. So what are some of your most pressing concerns?
Well, gee, come on. My wife needs a kidney transplant. That's beyond a day. That's very difficult. And every time I have to make a decision, I have to wonder if this is the right decision. And there's usually four or five different choices to make. And you figure every one of them is a life threat and a life-changing decision. So it ramps up the situation higher and higher and higher and higher. It's very difficult.
And what other things? That
I'm also going through a career transition where I'm going from working for the big fancy mortgage company downtown to being on my own, bringing my high-end expertise to everybody.
Okay, so you have a lot of different things going on in your life. You have a lot of different aspects of your life that you're putting your energy into.
Yeah, right? It's really dispersed.
But each
time it's 150 degrees there.
Right, well, how clear are you? Okay, as far as what your purpose is in every single one of these areas of your life?
Well, I'm very clear. I have a plan and an understanding and a goal in mind and a process that I'm trying to work to get to the goal that I want to achieve.
Okay, and how much time are you spending building the self-image, right? A very clear image from the inside in the invisible. First needs to be created in the invisible. Very crystal clear.
Do I have to answer all these questions?
Yeah.
Okay, so the answer under that question is I spend a lot of time working hard to build the self-image that I want to project, and I'm not there yet.
Okay, so you are...
That's an honest answer. Mm-hmm. I work every day to redefine and polish and evolve as a person, as a business person, as a husband, in all the different silos of responsibility I have. I want to evolve and do a better job tomorrow than I did today. Every one of them. That's not easy.
Yeah, and there's a very famous quote. It's, day by day, in every way, we're becoming better and better.
Oh.
And that's something that every single one of you could should
email
and
me
could
that
write
flat.
That down day by day, in every way, I am becoming better and better. And you have to believe that, though. Day by day, in every way, I am becoming better and better.
I am becoming a better husband.
I am becoming a better,
Well, then what you have to
wife,
do is you say
I am becoming
really
a better
am.
Athlete. I am becoming a better salesperson. I am becoming a better service person. And what most people need to understand is that how are you serving a higher purpose? It's not just about me. It's about we.
Actually, yeah. I mean, we've talked about this with Bruce and with you.
Yeah.
My whole thing is about helping people achieve their personal self-aspirational goals. So that's what the show's about. That's why I always say we're going to have something right away that's going to help you do better and have a better life today. And then I work real hard to deliver that. That's why it's Freed on Business, not Freed on Real Estate. And my goodness, it should probably be Freed on You. But that would kind of look weird.
Well, there's a lot of people who have a lot of knowledge, right? And I always talk about, especially when I'm working with these top leaders, these influencers of the world who have an influence on the outcome of a lot of people.
Oh, no. We talked about this. You're dealing with people that feed millions of people every day and clothe them and help them have transportation. And we'll just leave it at that because I know you can't talk about a lot of your clients.
Well.
But good. Huh?
It is good. Well, it's finding out, you know, exactly what it is that they want to significantly impact in this world. Like, what is it that you want to do for these people? You know, you have people that are working within your organizations, and you're looking for certain qualities of these people. You know, are they dependable? Are they loyal? Do they have the ability? Do they have a positive mental attitude? Do they go the extra mile? Do they have applied faith? And there's a lot of people working within these organizations that don't have that. You and I were just talking about that a little while ago. So these six things I can pick up on in you, right?
Well, what, but, you mean that I'm dependable, loyal, I have ability, that I have a positive mental attitude, that I'm willing to go the extra mile, and that I apply my faith to make...
100%.
Yeah, well, okay, 100%. So I'm sort of transparent, huh?
Yeah, so I can pick up on that.
Well, that's good. That means that I'm projecting good stuff to people then.
However, I was able to pick up on that because I feel that I'm one with those things because I'm practicing those things, wanting to be those things as well. So when I come across someone, I'm looking for those things automatically. And, you know, you might not be able to detect them the first time around.
No,
you
it takes and I have been a together, lot of time.
Yeah, well, we've been together, you know, several months meeting and talking.
Well,
and
you have to also give somebody the ability to not be like that.
Well, you
if somebody's not like that, and I'm tapping the table because I have a list of this stuff, I wrote it down earlier, is if somebody's not like that, I want them out of my life. And I take a lot of effective action against people like that, and I get them out of my life, period.
Well, there's a lot of people in leadership roles or management roles that are not taking that action, right? First of all, there's a lot of leaders who are in leadership positions who are really not true leaders. They're not inspiring, they're not empowering.
Well, sometimes they just Peter principled up. They were the lead guy on the cash register, then they stayed 10 years and they got to work in the back.
Exactly.
Then they became the assistant manager and now they're promoted to the manager, but they never had class one other than, you know, Joe Blow University of the company.
Right.
If they were lucky. And Joe Blow University of the company was designed by somebody that never met them.
Right. So it's a lot of the times we're investing a lot of time, energy, our resources into people, of course, because we have to. But if we're not keeping our consciousness on these six qualifications that they must have, then we can be holding on to the wrong people for a very long time. So you're in the front door, you're trying to get them to let's go. I want you to be more positive, and I want you to, you know, go the extra mile. Well, Jim, let them go. Because all along at the back door, Tommy, Sammy, or, you know, Samantha,
whoever it is,
they are one with these qualities, but they can't come in and fill this spot because there's no vacancy. You're holding on to the wrong people.
Well, and this is the Wall Street or, you know, the big company thing, or maybe it's, I forget, well, there's one company that's famous for cutting their bottom 10% every year and moving on. Wanda, how much time do we have left? 1 minute. Wanda puts up the "we're number one" sign. All right. Well, so Michael, for wrapping up this first half hour, what is it that's a good takeaway that you want people, if, you know, I'm sitting there and my company brought me in and you're up at the front and you made your talk, high five, I came up to you, we had a nice discussion. What's the one takeaway you want to make sure I got when I'm leaving one of your sessions?
Go to missingplaybook.com because there you can learn about the different modules of the playbook so that way you can understand what's missing in your life, because we're all missing philosophy, methods that are going to lead us from where we are to where we want to go. It's just learning about information, becoming aware of things that we're not aware of so we can make the adjustments, right, in our mindset and our thinking, so we can make the changes, so we can be positive and live a prosperous life. We don't have to have the chaos and the suffering and the pain.
Well, life is all about adjustments. We're going to hear about some of the adjustments that Michael suggests for me after the break. So make sure to stick with us around the corner because we're going to have more Michael Cooper. He's going to have great information that you can use to change your life today. I know I'm going to use it to change mine. Wandita, it's yours.